matters will take form and shape. Form and shape is separation. What is the form? What is the shape? It is the edge of separation between the subject and the rest of the existence. That's separation. Then, systematically, we know that separation started with the first unit of life. Life is the biggest separation, because the living creature will divide the universe to two, in and out, me and the rest. This is the level of separation. So, separation is something that happens with life mainly. Living creature will separate itself even in priorities. Living creature will create the meaning of good and bad. Before that, there is no good, there is no bad. Everything is. But at the very first moment that the first living unit arrives, oh, there are things that are called food, and there are things that are called poison. Good and no good. For me. That me comes in the center of thought. And that's the real beginning of trouble, because we are carrying that one. Then there is some other kind of separation which is reversing the process almost, because it comes with some joining together, rejoinment. Multiple cells, they become together, they make an us against the rest of the universe. This is the multiple cells, animals. All animals, they have some small units that they are joining together. Therefore, the animal will grow and will become bigger and stronger, and blah, 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 blah. And the brain, intelligence, everything appears. Then we see one other step towards coming together, rejoining together, or rejoinment. What?
Restoration.
That's what?
Restoration. Restoring.
Restoring, maybe. Restoring will give you a sense of fulfillment, but these are only steps. This step, the next step, we could clearly identify is civilization. In civilization, some part of your privacy is declined, disappeared. Some part of your privacy disappears for the benefit of public. That's what coming together and making a community. Just the same way the cells did. They became together to create an animal, we become together to create a family, a group, a society. And at the end is the human society. You see, this is the process of coming together. And next step is the unification in your mind and in your heart that we are going to talk about. So, the process that Rumi is talking about, and Sufism and Enlightenment, all are the process of coming back together. One step further. Why we do this? We should dislike this. We should dislike the separation to come together. If you like the separation, then what? If you are one of those egocentric fellows who likes to be different no matter what, and who doesn't want to look like the others, the then this is not written for you. He talks about it right at the beginning. He will say, if your chest is torn apart from separation, I could talk about this pain, because the joy is in coming together. Separation brings pain. Pain of what? Have you ever felt really loneliness? To be left alone? It's just scary. We need it so badly that in the prison, the prisoners try to somehow connect to the jail keepers. We need it that badly. But Rumi touches a deeper level of this and say, listen, the story started from separation. I am the reed who is separated. And even my way of communication, the way I try to sing this melody, this sad melody of separation, that doesn't go well because everybody is different. And anyone listening to me will refer to her or his memories and know-hows and ideas and interpretation. Nobody really wants to feel my pain. You are really interested to hear about the pain of the other people. Sometimes maybe you will find some joy in it. That's why in the market, movies are telling you the story of the violence and the pain. You like to watch it, but you don't like to share the pain. This is the pain to be shared, because this pain is the only motivation to go through this hardship. Believe me, it's hard. It's hard trying to fight yourself, because this way the enemy is you, the friend is you, everything is in you. So fighting the enemy which is inside is very difficult. You need a motivation, especially because this enemy within has a very good lawyer. He had hired the best lawyer ever. We call it brain, angel, know-how. And this know-how, to us, is Satan. Yes. Because Satan is knowledge. You remember who was Satan? Who was he?
Most knowledgeable angel.
Most knowledgeable angel, closest to God. He was closest to God because he was knowledge. How come that he's no good anymore? He is not close to God anymore. He's trapped in you. You remember the story? He asked permission to go and check you out when you were just a piece of clay, a piece of mud. He went in, looked around, there was a closed door, he couldn't go in. What would you do if you were that fellow? If you have permission to go in a very complex building, you go around freely and you find nothing worthy, nothing. Everything is mud and clay. You will see stupidity and there is a locked door that he claims that this belongs to him. What do you do? You try to find a way to get in that one. That's what he's doing right now. He remained in you. He didn't come out. That's how he's punished. He's in us. Knowledge is here. knowledge will separate me from the others. And in its place is good. Do not forget that. But just in its place. Exactly like when he was closest to God, he was an angel, right? So, there are times that he is good. Mainly as a checkpoint, he is good. You will see his goodness in Book 2, at the end of the Book 2. But at the beginning, Rumi talks about this and say, we are separated. We are separated from that divine state of being by becoming this. Each of us has an ego which is put at the center of the universe. I cried out loud to talk about this, but nobody would really listen to me. Everybody will go to the interpretation. The thing I'm saying is not difficult, but you know what? Your eyes is not made to see it. Therefore, you don't see it. I'm talking about something that if you started, you don't want it to end, no matter what. You will become like a fish. The thirst of the fish is not just drinking the water. Fish lives in the water. So this knowledge I'm talking about is like that. And I'm talking about some past we had together. Now that that past doesn't exist, what could we do? We should find some reminiscence of that rose, which is the rose water and the story of the nightingale and thing like that. Therefore, we tell you the stories to provoke that feeling which is in you, because that's the root of the root of the root of your being. You started by that. And you know that all these state of separation, they're happening in some time and space. They are not real separation. Therefore, the material of the connection and joining together is here. Everything is in here, and everything is in you. That simple.